buy grapes?
Hello, my name is Katie Berry. Let me tell you a story about my friend Jasmine. Jasmine looked out the front window. It was raining. She wanted to go outside and run in the puddles, but her mom said,
no.
So, Jasmine sat on the couch, just looking outside. She was distracted for a moment by the smell of freshly baked cookies. She wanted to eat one, but her mother said,
no.
They were for dessert.
You can have a cookie after you eat your lunch,
mother said. Jasmine just sat on the couch, alone with her thoughts.
No cookies, no playing in the puddles. I hate rules,
stormed rebellious Ryeberry.
Nah, just grab a cookie and run outside and play.
Obedient Orange squeezed into her rebellious thinking.
Be willing and obedient. Wise kids obey.
Jasmine knew Obedient Orange was right, but she still wanted to eat a cookie and run in the puddles.
Well, at least sneak a cookie. No one is looking,
suggested rebellious Ryeberry. What should Jasmine do? Should she listen to Obedient Orange and wait for dessert time? Or should she sneak a cookie while her mom isn't looking, hoping she won't get caught? What would you do? There was a young man in the Bible who had lots of money, and he asked Jesus how he could go to heaven. Jesus' answer was to obey God's word. The young man told Jesus that he had obeyed all of God's commandments his entire life. Jesus said, there is one thing left to do. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. The young man became very sad. He could not obey Jesus because he realized he loved his money more. Jasmine thought about the cookie. She didn't love that cookie more than God. Besides, she would get a cookie right after lunch. She only had to wait a little longer, and it would be lunchtime. And playing in the puddles, as fun as it would be, was not more important than obeying God. So, the next time you don't want to do as you're told, what kind of fruit will you bear? Obedient Orange? Or rebellious Ryeberry? It's your choice. Toodaloo!